Welcome back, everybody. Nick DeGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower here till 5 a.m. That was Fisher's Flicker from their new CD called Open 28 Hours. And Scott Fisher from the band is here. And Scott, welcome back to the show. We had you on a couple of years ago.
Yeah. 2 years ago. Yeah.
How you been?
Doing good.
Good. So that was a cover of a Kink song.
Guilty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Sure. I'm a big fan of, the Kinks, but of picking kind of the tunes that everybody missed in life and didn't quite get the airplay it deserved.
Right.
So maybe I'm supposed to boast my own career, but I also I like to sneak in some of those songs that are the underdogs mm-hmm. of a band.
And what was the tell everybody what the song was that you?
That's No More Looking Back. Mm-hmm. So that's an obscure. It's like kind of an ending tune for a play that Ray Davies had done or a musical for Schoolboys in Disgrace.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. That's like you just dig out some of these old nuggets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just play them.
Yeah, I love it.
Cool. All right. Well, listen, Scott, it's great to have you back. Give everybody your background. Where are you from? When did you start music?
Sure. From northwest suburbs of Chicago, Park Ridge. Kind of started music later in life in high school years. I didn't have any older siblings, so I kind of had to do some of the spelunking myself.
Mm-hmm.
And, in high school is really when it all started to click for me. And then there was no more looking back.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. And so you said do you have siblings?
One younger brother.
One younger brother. Okay. And was he influenced by any of the stuff that you were listening to, you think?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And he kind of helped, you know, when I thought the Beatles were where it was at. He was listening to The Who and then turned me onto The Who. So he did help fill in some
of
those gaps.
I see. You know, I've often said this. Every teenage boy goes through a Who phase. It's something happens when you're a teenage boy and you hear Quadrophenia and you go, yeah, I'm going to be listening to The Who a lot now.
Yeah.
It just happens to, I think every teenage boy goes through that Who phase. And some people never lose their Who phase. So, did you have bands when you were younger too?
Yeah, definitely. So right around that same time, high school, and haven't stopped since.
What instrument did you start playing?
I think piano was what I started out with.
Mm-hmm. Did you take lessons?
So I was playing trombone as a kid, and kind of hard to write rock tunes on a trombone.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
So since I never got over that hump, I just had kind of like a toy keyboard and started plunking around with it, and my folks said, you should probably take some lessons mm-hmm. or something. So took lessons with that, and then just that kind of absorbed a little bit of everything mm-hmm. With me in high school.
Did you start writing songs at a young age as well?
Immediately.
Yeah.
So, and when I should have been spending more time learning the things I was supposed to learn for the piano teacher, I'd say, oh, this is kind of neat. I'll sock this away and I'll sock that away.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So right over, you took to it right away.
Yeah.
Yeah. What were you listening to when you were younger? What were some of your big influences?
Some of them were a sign of the times, you know. So hair rock was big then. So Van Halen was huge to me.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely started out with that. It was funny because my mother was a big fan of the Beatles. But so in that teenage rebellion, I couldn't like the Beatles.
Of course. I did that in my house with Elvis.
Okay.
My mom, huge Elvis fan. And I was like, I can't like Elvis. That's not cool, but Elvis rules. So.
Right, and then you come around
exactly.
full circle.
Exactly,
yeah.
All right, hang on, okay, Scott?
Sure.
We're going to take a break. We got a break for the news here, and then we'll come back. We'll talk more with Scott, and we'll hear some live music as well right here on 720 WGN. News is next. Right. Welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trip Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Coming up after 3 o'clock, Michael Smith is going to join us. He is the creator of the Oakton College Pop-Up Film Festival. We'll tell you all about that and more. He's also an author. And our good friend Jim Leskowski is going to join us to talk about a benefit CD that he's put together to benefit Hurricane Maria victims. And we'll do a little round of pop-up video later in the show as well. But right now, that music you just heard was from the band Fisher's Flicker, and Scott Fisher is here. How you doing, Scott?
Doing good.
Good. Tell me a little bit about that song.
Sure, The Inbetweener. So, yeah, that's the title or the opening track of the album. And just kind of one of those goofy concepts that I think most of us have been through where you know, when you're kind of in between relationships and you're not quite looking for the next relationship yet, you can find yourself a little in-betweener.
I know what you mean.
Right.
Yeah.
So, and just had fun with the concept. It was some songs take forever to come up with and others just happen too sweet. And that one, kind of on the drive home one day, it popped into my head, and before my head hit the pillow, I already had it all demoed out and all good to go.
Yeah, so. It sounds like a nice opening track for a CD like that'll grab you.
That's the plan.
Yeah. tell me about the writing process for you. You said it varies. Obviously, sometimes it takes a really long time to get a song done. Sometimes it's quick. Do you try to write every day?
I don't try and write every day. There's sometimes that it just, whether you want it or not, it just pops in
there
and, grab a little, like voice memo app or something and, plenty of recordings of me whispering at a gas station while filling up. as a matter of fact, I put some of those, I have a deluxe version of this album and I even put some of those in there.
Oh yeah.
Me whisper singing at a gas station. so sometimes it comes like that and other times it's all right, you know what, time to get serious. And Saturday morning at 9 a.m. I'm going to write the big one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And that doesn't always work out, but. Sometimes it is planned.
So the latest is called Open 28 Hours.
Mm-hmm.
How many CDs have you put out?
This is the seventh.
Fisher's Flicker?
No, that's so my status there would be it's complicated.
Okay.
But nice, cease and desist orders on some previous band names, etc. There's a little bit of a paper trail that needs to be followed. But this is the third album under the title Fisher's Flicker.
Okay. And Open 28 Hours, what's the concept there? Where did that come from?
To be honest, Futurama. I was watching an old rerun of that, and they were showing like a 7-Eleven in the future, and it said Open 28 Hours. And first of all, it's hilarious.
Yes, it is.
It encapsulated for me exactly for what music means to me and my drive for my music is I'll stop at nothing. So Open 28 Hours sounded perfect.
Yeah, I love the cover, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
That's a nice pair of pajamas and a nice little hat you got on there. So. That's pretty good.
It's always you can't always make everybody happy all the time, but I love like Joe Walsh's mentality with just even if it's serious music on there, just to always keep that humor on those album covers.
Tell me about the musicians on the album.
Sure. So most of the people that have played on the album have been with me in various iterations. Like I said, the band's taken on some different names over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of these guys I've gone to high school with and known forever. And if not, I was going to see their band at, the Thirsty Whale or something.
Yeah, sure, man, the whale.
Yeah, I, cut my teeth there as well as many of the other guys in the band. So if we weren't playing in a band, we were sharing a bill or loading each other's gear in and out of cars. So it's nice because sometimes, music is that unspoken language. And with these guys, a lot of that stuff works out where you.
Yeah. You guys are so familiar with each other that it's like an unspoken thing. You work with the same people over and over again. It always that there's a reason why people work with the same people over and over again. You know.
Yeah, and a lot of times when I try and deviate, sometimes that stuff comes to bite you back in the rear. And,
yeah.
And you think, oh, I should have stuck with the guys that I was working out with
right.
all along.
Right. Yeah. And you guys are playing a gig in January.
Yeah.
At the Emporium Arcade.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be fun. Have you ever played there before?
I haven't. I've actually been trying to play there for a while because I just I love going there just to play those old retro games.
Yeah.
And it's just the whole nostalgia brings out the kid in me. And I thought it's a great thing to combine the two, you know?
So, yeah.
So you got your booze and you got your video games and then throwing in some live music with
right.
it. It's hitting everybody from where all these different avenues.
I also love the fact that it's named after the place where all the kids hung out in Dazed and Confused. They named it after the Emporium in Dazed and Confused.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even catch
Play
that.
A little foosball. That's the Emporium. That's where they all hang out.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Nice.
So that's going to be fun for you guys to play. Now, do you play out often?
Not as often as I'd like to. We've had a bit of a slow year with that for sure. And this is kind of just the beginning of Mach 72 or whatever this
yeah.
is. And we'll start booking out from there.
Okay.
I have a bad or good habit of always looking at the next album, much to the band's chagrin.
Yeah.
So they said, why don't we promote this one a little bit before you work on the next opus?
Yeah, you might want to sell this one
right.
Just a little bit, and then before you work. Well, okay. Well, at least you're always working. At least it's not dry. You know, you can write songs. That's very, very cool. Okay, so I want to hear a song.
Sure.
And you're going to play it on the keys here. Mm-hmm. And what are we going to hear? What song is this?
Spiders.
Okay, and it's on Open 28 Hours?
Correct.
It's called Spiders.
Yes.
I'll ask you about it after we hear it.
Okay.
Okay, so
enough.
Live in studio, it's Scott Fisher from Fisher's Flicker, and this is a song called Spiders from the new album Open 28 Hours.
So you in the corner spinning tails again. Venom falling down your spin red, tangled up in someone else's web. Wait until the poison finds a vein. Awake, trapped in all this madness, waiting for someone to save you or slay you. Lovers make spiders of us, oh, yeah. To keep us safe from us. So you weave a web of silken mystery, perched up in your burrowed arc of white. Lay the snare and focus on the bait, waiting for a meal to come your way. Enslaved, tied to all your troubles, waiting for someone to save you or slay you. Lovers make spiders of us, oh, yeah. To keep us safe from us. Thank you. yeah, oh yeah. To keep us safe from us.
Very good, man.
Thank you. Really good.
Where did that song come from?
Just a thought process about relationships, and for good or for bad, that all of us have kind of a prerogative or an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, we're all, perhaps in a good way, but we're all trying to trap one another in each other's webs, and we use different tactics in that, but at the end of the day, you're kind of trying to get somebody to land in your web.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's good and bad with that, so I kind of played off of that.
Right. That was a great song, man. Really
Thanks.
Nice. Really, really nice. So Scott Fisher is with us from the band Fisher's Flicker. The new album is available now, open 28 hours. You can get it at fishersflicker.com. You can just get it online, correct?
Yeah.
It's available. And you'll be playing in January at the Emporium Arcade. And we're going to take a quick break. Scott, hang out. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back, talk a little bit more, and hear another song live in studio right here on WGN right after this break.
That she caused you pain.
Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we're here till 5 o'clock. Coming up after 3 o'clock, Michael Smith is going to join us to talk about the Oakton College Pop-Up Film Festival, and Jim Liskowski is going to join us after 3:30. Talk about a benefit CD that he's put together. Right now, live in studio, and the music that you just heard is from Fisher's Flicker, and Scott Fisher of the band is here. The new album is called Open 28 Hours, and it's available now. Welcome back. You know, we're gonna hear another song here in a minute, and I was just commenting about how you play the guitar. You play it on your you put it on your lap.
Correct. Yeah.
Because you sort of taught yourself from doing the piano to doing the guitar, so that's just the way you play it.
Yep.
It's interesting. Do people comment on that?
All the time, yeah. And right. I'm self-conscious on it. And you ruined it? No.
No, it's interesting. And, hey, whatever you got to do to play it, you know?
Right, yeah. Yeah, that's why I traditionally only do it in the studio, not so much live.
Oh, I see.
But then I've done plenty of solo shows, too, where I mm-hmm. play it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I always feel that I need to give this big narrative.
Sure. You gotta explain to people why you're playing the guitar like that. So, but it's interesting. I can tell you that. Okay. We're going to hear another song, but I know I do this every time someone comes in. It's been a couple of years since you've been here. I always ask musicians a couple of standard questions.
Sure.
What was the first album you ever bought?
With my own money.
Yeah. But,
so that would be Van Halen OU812.
Oh, okay. OU812?
Yeah, I was a late bloomer, like
yeah.
I said.
Yeah. Okay. And then what was the first concert you ever saw?
Alice Cooper.
Oh.
Yeah. And that was great because it was a trash tour.
Mm-hmm.
And again, a late bloomer. So, you know, after maybe second or third song, he kicks into I'm 18. And my uncle, who chaperoned me, I said, this isn't off of that album.
He has other songs?
Right. I had a lot of learning to do.
Yeah, you did. Yeah, you did. Okay. All right, cool. Well, Scott, what song are we going to hear now? And it's again, this is off of Open 28 Hours.
It is. This is the closer called Zen.
Zen. Mm-hmm. Okay. Whenever you're ready, man.
Okay, great.
Really nice, man.
Thank you.
Really, really good stuff. That's off of Open 28 Hours. Scott Fisher from the band Fisher's Flicker. Though you can see him January 18th at the Emporium Arcade in Chicago, and you can get the CD right now. Really pleasure to have you in, man. I really love your stuff. So thanks for coming down.
Thanks. Great to be here.
Take a quick break. We got the news coming up next on 720 WGN.